It seems like it would get hard to.
Right, I'm attached, I believe. Okay. Excuse me. We are, so the meeting will have about the same format as the last time, so same as much as switching over. I've just left my first two screens out. I have mailed you the minutes of the last meeting, just to save time.
Okay, cool.
And is there any questions you have that arise from the last meeting that are particularly bothering you?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay, cool. Then we shall start with a presentation from Raj.
Hi, me Raj again. In this meeting, I'm going to discuss about the trend watching. How this trend is going to affect our market potential and how important is this? So we have to work on this. First of all, methodology. The methodology to find out the trend was done in a way. We have done a recent, not only recent remote control market survey, but we also considered the latest fashion trends of the market because we think that this is also a factor which will affect our sales and profit. So, what are our findings? In our findings, we have seen that when we did our remote control market survey, we found that people do have preference for those fancy mobile remote controls which look and feel very good rather than having a functional look and feel good. So this clearly indicates their preference for the design, their outlook of the remote controls. So we should consider this factor as the most important factor because this factor is twice as important, the second factor, which is further the twice the as important as the third factor. So this factor becomes the most important factor in our in our market, means in designing our remote controls.
The last one is most important,
No,
honestly.
the
Oh,
first
sorry.
one is the outlook of the mobile. It should have a fancy outlook,
Okay.
so fancy design.
Okay.
Rather than just having a functional look and feel good, it should have a fancy look and feel good. The second most important aspect is that remote control should be a technologically innovative. We must have some technological advancement in the remote control that rather than just putting it as it is, as the other remote controls are. So it should be technologically innovative, like glow in the dark or speech recognition, something like that. So that indicates our technological advancement. And the third most important aspect in this to take into consideration is that it should be easy to use. Like it shouldn't be too much complicated. There shouldn't be too many buttons on this mobile remote control. It shouldn't be too complicated, like this way. And it should be and customers should be provided with manuals that is easy to understand in their local language, something. So that they would know how to use these remote controls. When we did fashions recent fashion our recent fashion update shows that
Sorry, I was
Pardon?
just reading fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to incorporate that.
We have to because you can see how people have related their clothes, shoes, and furniture, everything with fruits and vegetables. Because the world is now changing its trend towards organic,
Okay.
becoming more and more
Yeah.
organic.
It's like a big sponge lemon.
Yeah.
So,
That's
yeah.
very good.
So something
Love
like that
that.
we should do.
Okay.
And people, the feel of the material is expected to be spongy rather than just having a plastic look, hard look.
Well, that's good. That's what we
Yeah,
kind of
yeah.
predicted.
so that they could play with it while handling it.
Okay.
So that should also be taken into
okay.
consideration. So
okay.
these are my views.
Okay,
so
the spongy, not real spongy. You can.
It
do you think like rubber would be good, or does it really want to be
the rubber which is good for health and which is quite disposable.
Okay.
That we can
quite
take
disposable.
Into the yeah.
Because
it shouldn't be have any harm to the environment also because
okay.
our company is very well reputed for taking all these concerns into consideration.
Uh-huh.
So we don't want to have any harm to the society.
Okay.
So
fashion. Okay.
That's all.
Fruit and veg. Well, there you go. Just what I think of when I think of remote control.
And were there any factors that weren't important in the survey that they said you don't want?
We didn't find out any such
okay.
point. yes, there could be, but we couldn't find out any.
Cool. What is it?
Function effort.
Yeah, it's adjusting.
Cool.
Your signal. The undoing.
Yeah,
it's
gone.
Okay.
Excuse
and then
me.
F5, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the interface concept. The interface specification, what people, how they interact with it, basically, I think. So the method, we looked at existing designs, what's good about them, what's bad about them, looked at their flaws, I'm going to look at their flaws and everything. And what the survey told us and what we think would be good. So a bit of imagination.
Okay.
The findings, I've got some pictures.
It's imaginative as the rocket, either.
Yeah. Okay, so most remote controls use graphical interface where you have got buttons and you point it rather than having the output as a stream of text or something.
Right, okay.
And we also found that there's inconsistent layout which makes it confusing. So I think for our remote control, there is some inconsistency already in existing in between remote controls, but I think the standard kind of shape and plane, those kind of buttons like the top right for on and off or something, I think
right,
you
okay,
find that
yeah.
important because then it's easy to use. And we've got some pictures of some new remote controls to show you. Do I press escape F5?
No, just escape. Should
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So these are some of the pictures of existing ones. I'll them. This one is voice recognition. And
okay.
that's the kind
that's
of
pretty complicated.
There's an LCD thing which we thought could get a bit confusing and a bit expensive
okay.
as well for us. This one is got a kind of scroll like a mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Which
like the middle button.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not exactly sure how you'd use that. Like
it's kind of like scrolling.
If
I'm thinking of the right one, I've got the same thing on the front of my monitor. You scroll it, and then when you reach the sort of menu item that you require, you press the middle
that's
of
like
the scroll.
The LCD one.
Right.
It?
Okay.
But the one below that has got like a little scroll function on the side. But I presume that the functions must come up on the TV screen.
Yeah.
I
presumably.
Think that's what that is. So these are just a few ideas. Again, that's just quite boring shape, grey. Looks quite space agey, but too many buttons, I think.
Yeah, looks like looks like something out of a jet.
It does look kind of dangerous. This one I thought was really cool. It's got the programmability function that we talked about. You can put it in there. It's for your kids, and it's quite an organic shape, and the little circle around there is pretty cool.
Okay.
And that's really easy to use, bright. So I like this one a lot for our design. I think something like that would be good.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I think about these ones is these secured areas. I've seen a lot of them with the cover missing.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Like, have it hinge rather than sort of clip on
that's
or whatever.
That's true, yeah. So maybe that could be built into one of the things and it comes up on the TV or something. And this one, the oversized one. I don't know about you, but I think it's a bit too gimmicky. I don't think that will...
I mean, is that not sort of to assist the blind or something, is it?
I don't know.
Strange.
I think
that's a bit...
Oh, they do.
They listen to it.
Yeah. And this one is just pointing out... I like some of these things, the raised symbols and everything, but it's pointing out that this one, the volume, it is kind of pressing down, but it would actually go up because
right,
of the shape.
Okay.
So that's a bit confusing. But the buttons on this, I think, is just showing you how you can have different buttons. They don't have to be all the same. So that's quite cool.
People tend to recognise certain shapes to do certain things anyway,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, exactly. F5. So there are some of the findings. So we need to combine those ones. And I've just got an email from our technical department saying that they have broken through with some new speech recognition software that
Brilliant.
You can program in.
That's handy.
Very handy. I think maybe incorporating that in our design would be good. It's you
okay.
program it, like you say, record, and then play, and then record, play machine and stuff like that. So that's and
okay,
it's
so
much
basics.
Yeah. So that's quite cool. Personal preferences, just some imagination. The raised symbols I thought were good. The LCD, it does look smart, but I think maybe for our budget, do you think that would be a bit too expensive to have the
LCD and the other stuff, I think.
And the speech recognition, because I think we're definitely going for speech recognition now.
But in our market survey, we have seen that people are willing to pay more. But
mm-hmm.
they want the quality, they want the fancy look, they want some new design, something new.
But
still,
yeah.
still got to get within our 1250.
So
you
even
know.
If we increase our cost a little bit within some limits, and we give something new, technological advancement, as well as new design with fancy outlook.
Uh-huh.
I think we will meet the requirements and we will be able to have a good sales
okay.
in the market.
I'm
okay.
If 25 euros, 12 euros 50
yeah.
manufacturing costs, I think that might.
I can't see that. Although, I mean, to be sure, they have got, I mean, they are going crazy with the LCD technology now, so that. You've got your LCD TVs and everything, so maybe the small. But
mm-hmm.
I mean, like I, the black and white, I guess it just doesn't look funky enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like even mobile phones or whatever have colour LCD screens.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't know about the costs of them.
Uh-huh.
$12.50.
That's notwithstanding. Is it too complicated? Is it going to be too much? Just overload.
That's the thing.
It will be easy because there will be on LCD screen, there will be different icons. They can just click OK, whatever they want.
When you use the remote control, you never look at it, right?
Yeah.
You're looking at the
yeah.
TV.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
And it's, it just seems kind of like a...
And one of the survey findings was that they want it easy to use. So I'm not sure about the LCD. It's great, it's a good idea, but for our budget and for the thing we're trying to go for, easy to use, it's not the thing we should go for, I think. Child friendly, I thought this was good. As you pointed out there, the bit, it often goes missing, especially with children. But it's a good shape, and the organic is kind of, we could make a vegetable-y kind of round shape, I think.
So
yeah, well, I mean, we could make
like
it, yeah. Well, since we're going for the sort of company colours, I think your lemon wasn't that far. And if it doesn't work, you know,
well,
we've just made a lemon.
Yeah. child friendly, yeah. Easy to use. It seems quite easy to use. I like the different shapes of the buttons and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
I like the colourful buttons as well.
Yeah. And the mouse one, I thought it was a good idea because people use mouses now with this scrolling
yeah.
thing.
I mean, we are marketing to sort of 25 to 35,
yeah.
so most people will have come in contact with that
yeah.
kind of use.
So they'd be able to use that. As I said, I think it, I presume it'd come up on the screen.
Yeah.
So
and that
go.
Means that means you get to bump that bit to the TV makers. So.
Yeah. So that's the user interface.
I guess there are a lot of options that you're gonna have to choose from them.
Yeah,
and
looks like it.
I'll give you the, I guess, technical considerations for those. I'm gonna use a whiteboard just because we haven't used it.
Yeah, I was just thinking the self same thing.
So, the way I'm gonna do this is we're gonna take a look at some old remote controls, see how they work, reuse the vital kind of essential pieces of it, and then we'll throw in our new innovations and keep it all within budget. So,
magic man.
Looking inside a very simple remote control. This is what they sent me. Okay, here's the competition, I suppose. You open it up, there's a circuit board inside.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a chip processor, the TA11835, which receives input from the buttons.
So this is a standard off-the-shelf kind of a chip, is it?
Right, it's a very cheap remote. This remote costs nothing. Yeah. So that takes the signals from the buttons and translates it into a sequence of pulses that it then sends to the amplifier, which is made of some transistors and amplifiers, op amps. And then that gets sent to the LED light, which you can kind of see is that little red light bulb at the end.
Right.
And that sends out the infrared light signal to the television. There it is. So this is kind of the bare essentials that we need to have in our remote control.
Okay.
So
can we make them to pretty much any size we like, or is there a minimum, or?
No, I mean, this is a very old one, so now with the new technology, this is
gonna be
a minimally small and
cheap. Almost a key ring. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what we need to have for Serum.
Okay.
So, and as you said, we got the outer casing, which we have to decide, you know, what's it gonna be. The board, we have to use basically the same setup. Processor, we'll probably use a more advanced processor than they had. Amplifier and transmitter are all standard. So for the casing, this is an email I got from our manufacturing team. You know, we have a bunch of options from wood, titanium, rubber, plastic, whatnot. Latex, double curve. So lots of choices. What do you think?
Well,
sponge, I guess, is an
Well, I mean, like latex has a kind of spongy feel to it, doesn't it?
It's very elasticy for sure.
Yeah, and that would also give it kind of durability, and and it's also sort of relatively cheap to cast.
So
maybe a sort of plastic initial plastic with a latex kind of sheath.
I like the rubber, the stress balls, I think, you know,
all right, okay.
A bit of a gimmick, like it's...
I don't know what that stuff is.
So something to give to it.
Yeah.
Okay. And that might be quite durable and easy to chuck around.
The color is yellow, right?
Yeah.
Or at least incorporating.
Yellow incorporated, yeah.
I mean, if we're going, we're sort of, I don't know what other
I think
standard silver kind of... Other parts or
yeah, the buttons, like, because there's going to be the cover, the rubber or the plastic casing, and then the buttons, probably two different colors. Or if we're having buttons, actually,
so the yellow, body, and then what color for the buttons?
I quite like the multicolored buttons myself.
Yeah,
so multicolored buttons.
You do have ones like playing. On and off is red and stuff like that.
Yeah, or yeah, maybe even just a limited multicolour so it doesn't look too childish,
Yeah,
perhaps.
that's true, because that blue one did look.
Yeah. Although, I mean, this also comes to shape as well. I mean, if we are going to make it a novel, I mean, double curved sounds good to me. If we're talking about sort of ergonomic and easy use,
yeah,
it'd be comfier, you know. Yeah, that's that's sort of comfortable to hold, easy to hold, so you don't drop it.
What about the man?
Well, yeah, I mean, like.
We're gonna have a big banana shaped remote control because it's yellow. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
And a lemon might be a little hard to grip.
Yeah.
They only cost pennies.
Yeah, I appreciate this idea because then this will help us in our advertisement also, and we can relate it with fruits and vegetables, the people's choices, that what our data shows that.
Yeah.
So this.
Does seem a bit again childish maybe.
The fashion trend shows that fruits and vegetables, like people,
and sponginess.
So it has a stem, perhaps.
Maybe, yeah. What's that? I don't even know the name of it. Some kind of, you know, what's like looks like a little snowman kind of thing. I don't know the name of that.
Does it look like this?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like
that you can hold it in like bottom bit and
it has a clear top and bottom,
yeah.
So you can say, you know, it transmits from the center.
Yeah, why the hell not? That's that'll make us 50 million euros. Well, I guess it's kind of, you don't necessarily have to have it sort of clearly identified as a fruit, you just have that kind of fruitish shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, then only we can relate it.
Yeah, we can relate it by advertising or.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or we can do something, we can design 2-3 shapes and we can have a public survey. Let the public choose what they want.
That's a good man, that's a good idea.
Okay, I guess since you're the marketing guy.
Yeah, sure. I will be happy to do that.
Okay.
And buttons, did we say different shapes of buttons?
I mean for the specific functions, you know, up and down. Play stop. They've got standard sort of intuitive things that are always used. That's cool. I like it. Speech recognition, I think. So we need a microphone, presumably. Yeah. Are we sure that scroll wheel does give ease of use?
Yeah, I'm not sure. those ideas I saw were just for inspiration, I think.
Glad we're not doing this for real.
Yeah,
and I think if this new software for the sound recognition is, then you keep in the microphone.
So should
the
microphone be just anywhere on it?
I would put it sort of sub-centrally, so it's, yeah.
Yeah.
So it can be sort of held and, we're really going to need to hold it if it's going to be voice recognition.
So let's not use the whiteboard anymore.
Oops, Daisy.
And so what else? What about the glow in the dark thing, the strip around it? Are we just
I
s-
that? I still like it.
Like
but that's me.
Because we've got the technological innovation with the speech recognition.
Yeah, so maybe it's just going a bit too far. I mean, we are pushing it probably with funny fruit shapes.
Yeah.
Don't want to sort of overkill. Because, I mean, like, how good is this speech recognition thing? Do we want to go for buttons at all? Do we want to just have a device that maybe sits and pretends it's a fruit?
Do you put it in the fruit bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and then
it
you just talk. I mean, like, everybody's got a fruit bowl in front of their telly.
Mm-hmm.
It could even encourage healthier habits for television watching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make them think of fruit, yeah. I mean, think of a fruit that could sit sort of independently on its own, like, an apple.
Mm.
It's just apples, sort of, yellow apples, though. Mm.
I find that, because that could sit on its own, and...
Yeah.
It's quite
okay, yeah, that's good.
Base.
Groovy.
As we say, we don't want to be too...
Yes.
But yeah, about the speech thing, it doesn't have to be handheld, of course, you can set it at a distance.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, you could actually... Yeah, it
or
gives you the options.
We can do one thing. We can just have a remote control and casings of different shapes, different fruit shapes, in such a way that any casing could be fit into this mobile general piece.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever people want, like if somebody wants it in banana shape, we will put that casing onto that mobile phone.
So a selection of casing.
Yeah.
Kind of fits with marketing.
Sorry?
You said about disposable earlier, people want disposable things. So
if this is a mobile phone, we will design casing in such a way like half of, we need not to have a full cover.
Yeah.
We will just have a half of cover, okay?
Like mobiles.
Yeah. In banana shape, we will fit banana shape casing onto that. So it will give a banana shape look. If somebody wants it in apple shape, we will design that. We will put apple shape casing on that. It will give apple shape look.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, you can have any means whatever you want.
Okay.
Without
you
need
the buttons in the same place.
Yeah, button will be
you
on
can
the upper
standardize
side.
Those. I mean,
buttons will be the on the upper side.
Oh, that's the other side. Oh,
buttons will be on the upper side. Lower side, we will just put the casing. So half of that will be look.
Oh,
the
half a fruit.
Yeah,
not
the upper side. So from lower, you can means while you are holding from this side, you can have banana look or apple look, whatever.
Okay.
So in that way, we need not to have different shape mobiles, everything. We will just design casings from shape.
Okay.
I think if you're going to have a fascia, then you'd want to have it so that it does go over the buttons. Because, I mean, if you think about it, if they're wanting it because they want to look at it, if they're using it and what they want to look at is facing away from them, it doesn't really...
Mm.
You know, because that'd be in the palm of their hand and they wouldn't be able to see
yeah.
it. Unless you have sort of... You got the buttons option on one side and you got the fascia on the other side with the microphone so that you can place it face down. And you've got the fascia, and you can just talk at the.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
So
you've narrowed it down to half a dozen options.
Yeah. So I guess we decide on the material, right? So spongy, latex, rubber, everything.
Yeah.
And the colors we got down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shape, maybe we'll just make it kind of mix and match type of shape or.
Well, I'm not sure if we should go so far on the whole fruit thing, because I think we should maybe just take the inspiration from the fruit and...
okay, so we stick with what we've got there.
Yeah, I think we're trying to get to 25, 35-year-olds. We want it quite trendy as well. They said they wanted something that looked fancy, and I think maybe fruit could be a bit of a, too much of a gimmick, but something ergonomically shaped and organic, like good to hold... based on fruits and natural things like that.
Okay.
Because already we're going a bit gaudy with the yellow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could make it a nice pale yellow.
Well, it's kind of got to be our company's yellow.
Okay.
So, again, I mean, like, we could have... I mean, we could quite easily have the main body be a different...
Yeah. Yeah, maybe
color,
have
but
that
have
pale yellow and then an outside bit bright yellow with, you said, the logo.
Kind of going round, yeah.
Because
I mean, even if, I mean, not necessarily that the whole body has to be of the company color, so.
Yeah.
You know, blue and yellow tend to go to well together. So you have the main body blue with the yellow logo and slogan running
yeah.
up one side of it, kind
yeah.
of thing.
Uh-huh.
Sort of.
As for the energy source, you know, almost every remote control uses just batteries, but we don't have to be limited by that. We can use a hand dynamo.
It's. I think it's basically the more you move it, it's got a wee thing inside that just kind of powers
so
it. Yeah.
So this
oh,
might be a gift for some people who really want to grab
yeah,
and
no.
shake it. If it's
yeah. yeah.
I
like
that.
Those
yeah.
watches that you
yeah.
said, yeah.
So
okay.
if
cool.
it's not working,
you shake it and scream at it.
Anyways,
yeah.
But do you think that it will be a good idea to use dynamo? These type of cells, because then people have to. Well, like if this cell is out,
it does leave them with an obligation to,
yeah, to
especially if they want to use it
yeah.
Specifically as voice activated,
yeah.
then
yeah.
it's
yeah.
just
so
sitting
they
on.
Have to pick it up and then activate yeah. it, and then yeah.
Okay,
that's
okay.
True.
Right. What are the other options?
There's solar power.
Solar power will also not be a good idea because then they have to keep their mobiles outside
yeah.
the solar energy and the days when there is no solar sunlight.
I'm with Raj on that. I think
yeah.
you know I've got a north facing house. There's hardly
yeah.
ever sun coming
I
in my window.
I think
the
rechargeable
no.
battery
true.
Will be a good idea. They can.
I mean,
I
that idea that I thought, just on the basis of like ridding them of batteries and that kind of bother is having a. Yeah, having a rechargeable stand so
yeah.
that not only it doubles
yeah.
as a stand, but for using it as recharging it, but also for using it
yeah.
as sound recognition.
Like a hand, like one of those portable phones.
Yeah,
yeah.
that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So a rechargeable battery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rechargeable. The user interface, the buttons. I guess we talked about this.
Pretty much. What's chip on print? What's sorry, never mind.
Yeah, the electronics, basically the more features we add, so the more features we add, the fancier chips we need to buy
mm-hmm.
and put in, which adds to the cost,
mm-hmm.
as you can expect. I think we can keep it all in the budget. So the speech thing you said our research and development department came up with some breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Just
and if we're just having buttons and the speech, then we're getting our cheapest option of chipping.
Right.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
I've just deleted that whole thing. We're kind of running out of time, so if you could. Was that you? That was your bits covered. I've just accidentally deleted what I was supposed to say next. Yeah.
So
oh yeah.
Yeah, mine seems to have turned off.
I just touched the pad.
You just touched the pad.
It's actually shut down.
It's on, but there's nothing.
Okay. Now,
yeah,
what we have our next meeting's in half an hour, and what I would like you guys to do is work on giving me a model in clay.
Oh, I guess
you do. Yeah, it's
cool.
You guys. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, luckily we chose a nice simple shape. and further instructions will be sent by your personal coaches.
Okay.
That's good.
Save everything to the share documents. Oh,
yeah, I hope I can recover this because I've accidentally deleted it.
mm-hmm.
Which doesn't really help me much.
I
yeah, can you save that? Send that last one again, please, Raj, as I still
yeah.
can't find it on the.
It was under a different name. I will show you in share documents.
Okay.
Working components, minutes of. You didn't get that.
No.
I will send you.
Okay, thank you.
I will put it in share documents again.
Yeah, project documents.
Project documents, sorry, I put it in the share documents.
All right, that's actually, that it goes there automatically if you put it in project documents. Project documents is on the desktop.
Right. But I can't open that because it asks for some username or password.
Really? All right, I think, hold on. yeah, I don't know if you, it just came up on my agenda. presumably there's Clay somewhere.
You know, I work with Clay.
I do, yeah. Oh, we forgot to talk about the weight.
Yeah, that's good.
Whoops. Light, please, light. Right, there you go. Yeah, quite. We're using the sort of basic chipset, so it's all good. I think we're almost done. Yeah.
You have to keep your pen separate because I used your pen.
Oh, oops. Sorry, man. Okay. Still didn't manage to get down all the last bits, so we had rechargeable and. Balls. Okay, so we came up with that. That's okay. What's supplements? Supplements. See? I knew that I should have sort of engineered it so we ended up making a difficult shape. Just for cruelty.
Yeah.
I wonder if they mean like literally make it sort of buttons and everything.
No.
Should we
leave? Yeah, we can do buttons.
Right. You are going to discuss something?
No, I think that's our discussion over, unless anybody's got questions. That or confusions, because I'm confused.
Don't we forget about the questionnaire?
Huh?
This
one.
It's good.
We'll probably get a questionnaire in a minute. It's there we go. Morning finished meeting now. I rounded it up far too fast. Where are we going? My documents, that's not what I want.